Welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Kiwetin. And I have one of the masterminds behind the game. I have Gary with me today. How's it going, Gary?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing well. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit more about yourself?
Sure. My name is Gary. I'm the creative director and founder of Flyus Games, and our first game is actually on Kickstarter. It's a small game called Kiwetin. My day-to-day is I work as an art director for advertising agencies.
Okay, so, you know, board gaming is not your full-time job yet then, huh?
Not yet. That's what we're trying to achieve, but not yet.
Awesome. Well, let's just jump right into it, talking about Kiwetin. So tell us what it is and what can people expect from it.
Okay. Kiwetin is a family, young adult, fast-paced board game. Actually, the idea is to play very, very short games between 5 minutes to 15 minutes, up to 6 players. It's basically a race game, roll to move, with a little aspect of strategy to it. The idea is you learn to play it in a couple of seconds, and then you can, you know, play small games, couple of games back to back, and that's it. It's a simple race game.
Well, you know, I think that's fantastic. One of the big things that drew me to your campaign and to Kiwetin was, one, of course, the art style looks phenomenal. It's really cool the way it looks. But then I saw that 7+ age range, which was really exciting for me, for someone that has young kids. And I love playing board games with my kids, but, you know, they're not quite to the stage where they can handle the hardcore, you know, strategy games or something like this. But, you know, being able to bust out a new game that they can play is, you know, very exciting for my wife and I. And so that's what really drew me to Kiwetin at first. But also the art style is really cool as well.
Thank you very much. Actually, I'm the father of a 3-year-old daughter. So, you know, since 3 years now, everything that I have in mind is kid focused, you know, the vacation, the things I do with my wife or whatever. So the mindset of having kids in my life is now, it's my day to day. So when we think about Kiwetin as a game, the first thing we wanted to do with my associate Thomas was to create a game that the whole family could play, but not only teenagers, small kids as well. So Kiwetin is playable by kids 7+ if they play on their own. But, you know, I have a couple of friends who tried it and they play with their 5-year-old kid instead of, you know, just need the parents to be at the table to explain some, you know, complicated words or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
The whole creative process included kids from the early stage.
That's really cool, and that's exciting. So, with Flyos Games, are you guys thinking you're going to go that route of creating more family games, or are you going to kind of have a mix of things?
Sure, having kids as players is for us something very, very important. But you know, the first things we've created, the first game, so Kiwetin is our first game actually. It's easier than the situation where we are now because, you know, we have all the possibilities in front of us because the game is well received. So we know that we can create something else, but it's really hard now that we have just a little credibility, you know? So thinking of a new game or a new thing is kind of hard because we can do whatever we want, but there's some kind of pressure above our head. So.
Definitely. No, I can understand that. Like, just, are you going to meet the bar of expectations of board gamers out there, so to speak?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, to answer your question, kids will remain on our thinking.
And that's exciting for me. Like I said, I have 4 young kids, and so, you know, being able to play board games with them is a big part of our family aesthetic, and so, you know, we... this is definitely something that we would want to put on our shelves.
Nice.
So right now, you guys still have 17 days left to go on the campaign as we're recording right now. And so you guys are scheduled to end then, but then you guys are already fully funded. So congratulations.
Thank you very much. We're really close to the 300% now.
Yeah, and that's exciting. Well, and you have a good chunk of backers too. I mean, it's not a small number either, and you guys are continuing to climb, and I imagine you'll like most Kickstarters see that last week or so you'll get another little boost of people finding you, and so that'll be exciting as well.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah.
That's awesome. So we know that the game is going to be made. So mm-hmm. When is the timeline? And we know that it's, of course, always tentative, but to have the game out to backers, and are there any plans to bring it out to general retail?
Yeah, so we're planning to send the game mid-April or early May. I think we can reach this target because once the Kickstarter campaign ends, creators have 2 weeks of waiting before the money is transferred. But in order to save these 2 weeks, we will start the mold production on our own with our own money, just to save 2 weeks, and then the game will directly be sent via the manufacturer in China. So we don't have to wait until boat shipping and then send back from Canada. It will directly be sent from the factory, so we save still a couple of weeks in this process. So I believe we will be ready to send that right on schedule. And for retail, we're actually discussing with different retailers, more in Canada because we live in Canada, so it's easier for us.
Yeah, of course.
But we have a discussion with someone in Auckland, New Zealand. So there's like big chance that the game will be out in New Zealand and probably the US as well. So, it's the negotiation time.
Definitely. Well, that's a really exciting. It's exciting. And, a lot of Kickstarters, when you back them, some you have to wait quite a while, but this, only waiting, 2 to 3 months, that's a pretty quick turnaround.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we worked a lot before launching on Kickstarter to be ready. That's also one of the reasons we didn't want it to have a stretch goals, because we knew exactly what we needed for the game. We also talked a lot with the manufacturer, so he actually have all the files ready to be printed. Our first prototype have been created in his factory, and the quality check is already done on this side. So we just need to design the back cover of the game. But everything has been designed already, so he just need to click the press button and create the mold. So we were ready before the Kickstarter launch.
That's exciting. And I like that. I like how the game is simple, but you're keeping the Kickstarter simple as well. Like, we're not going to do stretch goals because we know we want to meet our target timeline and everything. But for those of you that are listening and you're like, well, why should I back the Kickstarter? And there are actually some Kickstarter exclusives still available. So there are perks that you can get even still backing, correct?
Exactly, sure. There's some pledges that have exclusive features like a play mat, steel screened, and also dice bag that you can get. And we will announce in the couple of days to come the possibility for backers to have their miniatures painted for a little extra cost. We're discussing with our manufacturer to be sure that he can do it really well and stuff, because on the quality side we have we're really really hard on this point. We want everything to be perfect and well designed. So that's an option that only Kickstarters could have.
Yeah.
So people in retail will only have like the white version.
Right. Yeah. Correct. And just the box. But like you're saying, so there's a for those listening, there's the tornado backing level where you get that signed print of the artwork, which I've heard me tell you that it looks fantastic. And that's something I would hang on my wall, and then you get the extra, you know, felt pad and dice bag. And so that's a great, you know, a deal right there, you know, getting your extra little features. So, you know, people could definitely check out that exclusive Kickstarter stuff, and, you know, as well as just, you know, checking out the game. So, Gary, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know that running a Kickstarter can be stressful, whether it's good or bad. You know, there's two different types, but you probably get both of them while you're running a campaign. But thank you for taking time out of your schedule, and tell people where they can find a little bit more out about Kiwetin and Flyos Games.
They could find more about it on the website, www.kiwetin.com. Or on the Kickstarter, you just have to type Kiwetin, Kiwetin, on the search bar. You're going to find it very easy. Thank you very much, Barry, for your time.
Yeah, no problem. And congratulations once again on the Kickstarter. Good luck with the rest of that, and also for your future projects that I look forward to, and all of that aspect.
Thank you very much.
And thank you to Dan Patrice. He's Dan the Board Game Man. You can find him at the Geek All-Stars. He created our intro and outro. And this is Barry Ricks reminding you to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.